From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Democratic Missouri State Representative Bill Otto says he is running for the United States House of Representatives. Otto announced today that he intends to run for Missouri's 2nd Congressional District, which covers most of the southern and western suburbs of St. Louis.
I've been a state representative for two cycles now through three sessions, and I've learned an awful lot about constituent service and responding to people, and just something I feel like I have a passion for.
He says he's concerned about the radioactive contamination of landfills in the St. Louis suburb of Bridgeton.
I think that this affects the 2nd Congressional more than anything else, any other district, and it should be number one on the list. People in St. Louis County government understand how important this issue is. It needs to be taken more seriously as a federal issue, and that's a very, very important piece for me.
Otto of Maryland Heights was elected to the Missouri State House in 2012. Missouri's 2nd Congressional District seat has been held by Republican Ann Wagner since 2013. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says proposed rules to lower carbon emissions by electricity-generating power plants will force unnecessary rate increases. The White House says it is delaying the implementation of those rules until August at the earliest. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
The rules require new and existing power plants that burn coal and other fossil fuels to reduce emissions to levels 30% below those in 2005 over the next 15 years. Blunt says power plants are already cleaner than they were 5 or 10 years ago, and he says implementing costly and questionable technologies will hit ratepayers.
This rule has the biggest potential impact on poor families. Families that are most hurt by this rule are families that can barely pay their utility bill now.
Earlier this month, Blunt joined 28 other Republicans and one coal state Democrat in co-sponsoring legislation allowing states to opt out of the rule and blocking the EPA's implementation. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Construction contractors who haven't been paid for work on a failed artificial sweetener plant in Moberly will be in court this week to discuss receiving the money they are owed. The contractors did preliminary work for the MamTech plant, which began construction in 2010, but ended in 2011 after the company missed its first bond payment. The former CEO, Bruce Cole of California, was sentenced to 7 years in prison in November for stealing more than $700,000 from the project. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Circuit Judge Scott Hayes will hold a hearing Friday in Huntsville involving construction contractors who are trying to enforce their liens. The Missouri Senate has hired a lawyer in response to a, quote, workplace harassment complaint. A document obtained today by the Associated Press shows the Senate hired the attorney on May 7th. The legal fee agreement didn't give any details in regards to the complaint, but Minority Leader Joe Kevany says the Senate is conducting an internal investigation. He declined to comment further. Jim Nowagrocki of the St. Louis-based Weiss Attorneys at Law will be paid $270 an hour for legal counsel and advice. The Senate investigation comes amid fallout from the resignation of former Republican House Speaker John Deal. Deal resigned earlier this month after admitting he had exchanged sexually suggestive text messages with an intern. Fulton residents are still on the lookout for a bear first sighted in town Sunday night. The Missouri Department of Conservation says the two most recent sightings occurred between 8 a.m. and noon today. Jeff Beringer, a resource scientist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, says it's important to give the bear space if spotted.
Don't feed it, give it some respect, give it some room, and it's going to move on. You just don't want to chase it, or you know, some folks may try to feed it so they can take a picture, and all that's going to do is encourage the bear to hang around longer.
As a precaution, he advises residents to avoid keeping items in their yard that may be attractive to bears. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.